know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you would consider yourself surprised to learn that the Bisons have not faced Scranton-Wilkes-Barre yet this season, well, you're not alone. I would consider myself surprised to learn that. That seems like a team they play all the time. Scranton-Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sort of seem like a classic Bisons rival?
Yes.
They have not faced them yet this year.
Scranton-Wilkes-Barre are they the Iron?
No.
Okay, that's the other one.
Lehigh
Valley Iron
yes.
Pigs?
Yes.
Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders.
Correct. It's so many words for a sports team.
And
can't it just be Fluminescence?
I think I want to forgive myself for confusing those two like Pennsylvania-y sounding teams.
Not to mention yesterday's newly discovered Pennsylvania-y team, the Frankford Valley Dragons, or whatever.
Right.
What were they?
Around Philadelphia. Maroons. Wasn't it the Maroons?
No, there were
There was another Maroons. There were like six Maroons in that league.
There were so many Maroons.
All the Maroons.
I already forgot. Frankford Yellow Jackets.
Okay.
Were the team.
Yeah.
They were in the NFL for 10 years. They led the league in yards on offense and yards allowed on defense every year. 10 straight. That's dominance. We had the Buffalo Rangers.
Right.
Come up. A form of the Buffalo Bisons football teams from the 20s. There's also Tonawanda. Remember that?
Of course not. Wait, from yesterday?
Not from yesterday.
Okay, good.
From 1921.
All right.
And that wasn't technically the NFL.
Also no.
Tonawanda Kardex was the name of the team. They played one game and they lost 45-0.
One game.
Yeah.
In their history.
Yes. They lost to Rochester 45-0.
You said that's it. We're not cut out for this. Let's try kickball.
I'm out.
Let's pivot to something else.
I'm on to Kardex.
Anybody got some horses? Can we try polo? I don't really know what we're doing here.
Yeah, this was a mistake. This was a terrible mistake. November 6th, 1921, Rochester 45, Tonawanda 0. This was a terrible mistake. We're gonna get out of here, guys. We're gonna hit it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We're gonna get out of here.
Sorry, y'all came out for this and paid for the football pants out of your own pocket. But this is not gonna work. We're gonna pivot to something else.
We're leaving. That's funny. Tonawanda Kardex. Anybody knows anything, you're welcome to share. I'll take it more seriously eventually.
Oh, sure. We get somebody in here with a grandpa story that played for the Kardex. I'm going to want to hear every word of that.
Is that going to be the name of like a factory or something from those years? What is K-A-R-D-E-X? What is that?
I don't.
Somebody's name?
I don't know. I do not know what that is. I don't know.
Today I went on the Miss Buffalo 2 with my family this morning, 2-hour boat ride. Very nice. A lot of trivia.
Yeah, about the waterfront.
The woman narrating it just had all, as you would expect. Somebody narrating a tour like that should know a lot about all the different locations. Like, I didn't know that Winston Churchill had been a member of the Buffalo Yacht Club before today.
I did also not know that.
Right?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Great question.
I did know
Did she tell you how that happened?
No.
She just mentioned it? Okay.
Yes. I did know about how Grover Cleveland was the mayor of Buffalo and lived on Grand Island. There's that house at Beaver where he lived. I knew that. Some of the stuff I knew, a lot of it, I just didn't. Black Rock, Lock, and Canal went through there today on this boat.
All right.
Yep. Really cool. Really cool. Recommend.
Good deal. All right.
What I don't recommend is for Elijah Moore
to have the season Mike Clay projected him at ESPN.com.
This conversation took a turn.
Yeah.
What?
Well,
what,
yesterday
what happens here?
You had the St. Louis Blues roster up, like day after day on your browser.
I have it open again.
Right.
Just in case.
I have the Mike Clay projections from yesterday.
Yep.
We talked about Cook for this 1,231 and 12.
Right.
For James Cook,
monster year.
That's another great season. Now, this doesn't have to be meaningful. Elijah Moore was a late add, and like I don't know, 18 catches though.
Oof.
18 for 203 and one. You know, that's not going to cut it.
No. Is that because Curtis Samuel has 55 catches?
No, he has 21.
Okay. Does anybody have 55 catches?
One player.
Khalil Shakir?
Yes. Actually, Kincaid has 56.
Okay.
Coleman, 54. Coleman's
okay,
the one.
All right.
Coleman's the one. I don't know if you meant it so literally earlier, talking about last year they went for Amari Cooper. This year it was Palmer. Coleman is the guy that, if the Bills have a number one receiver, isn't it him? If we end up this year thinking of the Bills as a team with a true number one, wouldn't it almost have to be Coleman? I mean, it'd be a great thing.
We're eliminating the possibility of it being Shakir because of the position he plays. Like, we're talking about an outside number one X receiver.
I guess I don't want to qualify it like that, but it's so hard for me to think of Shakir as a number one. Like, he is their leader in stats. But he's not at all on the level of, like, the guys you think of around the NFL who are number one receivers. So I guess my dream scenario for them is that Coleman pops. And he is their number one, and Shakir is a very good slot receiver.
Yeah, and Shakir fills the stat sheet like he has been, but somebody comes over the top and displaces him as their number one guy, number one target, all of that stuff. Man, I don't know. Does it have to be Coleman? Well, history tells you it's not Palmer. Now, different role, different team. You know, I don't know. Maybe they make that work. Maybe they make that work to prove a point. I don't know. But I feel like history would tell you that none of the guys that have got 3, 4, 5 years in this league are going to do it because they haven't done it yet. So why is it going to happen just because he's wearing a different helmet, Palmer? So I think I'm inclined to agree. If somebody other than Shakir emerges, I feel like it almost has to be Coleman. I want a little sidecar of maybe Palmer just because new. But it's probably Coleman, and you're probably in trouble if you need it to happen. Like now, last year, they didn't need it to happen, and they scored their 30 points.
I don't think they'll need it to happen, and I don't think it will happen. And I don't think it'll be like – I think they'd fall into it. I think if Coleman established himself as this, he would just have taken a huge leap. And he would – I don't want to put digs on him, but he would have given you a season. He'd be like most improved player in the league candidate kind of season.
Mm-hmm.
I think they would fall into it. Maybe they love what they see and they go to him. Maybe somebody gets hurt. I don't know, but – I doubt it would at all be the plan. They don't want a number one.
Right.
They got rid of Diggs. They didn't go get a number one. They waited till the second round to pick Coleman. Like they did not and do not want that offense. So they can have Shakir and, you know, everybody eats and all this, but they do not want it to be, clearly, I think, a room spearheaded by one guy. They think this is better. Some of that is out of necessity because you can't just take Ja'Marr Chase, as Brandon Bean has said, by the way.
Right.
Remember when he was sort of poking the Bengals?
I'd like to draft high enough to be able to do that, sort of take a shot at them.
Yeah.
Good job letting them beat you at home in a playoff game. Not that he was on the field himself, the GM. Anyway, yeah. I like how you how did you phrase that? They'll fall into it.
Yeah.
Because I think almost unequivocally, of course you want someone to emerge. I think everybody eats is what, you know, it's what you say when you don't.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I don't have a number one center. I got four. Shut up.
We don't number our lives.
No, you cut it out, right? It's a little bit like that. I think if the idea that Coleman, like if he were to emerge, they'd be like, no, hold him back. We don't want, this isn't what we're about. Everybody eats. Like that would be insane. You know, if he deserves it, then he should get it. But I don't know what, I mean, I saw the videos today of him working on footwork and hands and whatever. Like, okay, it's off season. You know, everybody's doing this stuff. There's some big receiver camp. I saw Chad Johnson post a picture of, and I think Elijah Moore is there. I saw E. Moore, some Twitter handle E. Moore in there. So I'm guessing that's him, but I couldn't pick him out. The photo was kind of blurry. Anyway, yeah, you know, it's that season. You know, everybody is doing that work. I think there's room to like Coleman without expecting him to become that. You know, I think there's a player in there that can help you, but I just don't know if the skill set is like go-to guy number one receiver. But there's a skill set. I mean, there's a lot of athleticism there. There's great size, jumping and hands and stuff. I just don't know if it's all going to add up to a guy that emerges like that myself.
Here's Zach with us. Hello.
Mike, I have a little bit more on the Cardex, if you'll oblige here. This is
Let's
one of
go.
My favorite stories to tell people.
Okay.
I caught the tail end of your discussion, so if I'm repeating anything, I apologize. But so a Rochester newspaper misnamed them, allegedly, as the Lumberjacks, which ended up becoming the high school team name of my alma mater in North Tonawanda many years later. I believe their quarterback was also the head coach. This guy, Tam Rose, was his name as well. And the main reason they folded was because the fee to get into the league, whether it's the NFL or whatever it was at the time, jumped from $50 to $1,000 at the time, and they simply couldn't afford it. And then I guess nobody else really wanted to play him as well. So, I mean, I love the Cardex story. If there was a Cardex T-shirt, I would happily buy it.
Oh, yeah.
Proudly, so.
I think these days we could just make them.
I think so, yeah.
There's no logo, and you don't – Zach left. I was going to say, does he know how they got their name?
Right, that name, yeah.
They were miscalled the Lumberjacks.
Right.
In Rochester. Well, Rochester was having fun at their expense. They beat them 45 to nothing. They felt like they could say anything.
Call them anything you want.
Yeah, they score like that.
Yeah.
They got on the board in the first quarter, Bulldog, on an unknown yard pass from Benny Boynton to Jerry Noonan.
Unknown yard passes.
Everything here in the box is unknown.
Unknown yard pass.
We still have been unable to verify how long the pass was.
How is is it say actually unknown?
It does.
Okay. I was wondering if there was like a symbol for that. I've never known.
Question marks.
Right. Question marks. Yards pass.
Yeah.
That would work.
This Benny Boynton looked like a force. He was the kicker and the quarterback. Were they called quarterbacks in 1921?
Good question.
So we're back here in 1921, and we don't know what the yards were or who the positions are, what the positions are, or what the team name is, or why they're even here. Otherwise, post-game coming up.
Right.
Sal coming up at 5. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.